Of the innumerable nadis in the pranic body, the life force running through the body and mind, three are the most important. They run through the core of the body, right through the core of the physical body. They're not physical structures, obviously, but the physical structures in the core of the body, including the spine and the spinal cord, are manifestations of the importance of these three channels. These three channels are Pingala, Ida, and Shishumna. Pingala is said to run on the right side of the center channel, and it is the sun-related nadi. It's outward moving. It directs the pranic force out through the senses. It's by this energy that we move out into the world and the senses contact their objects. The Ida nadi is the moon energy on the left of the center, and it's an inward and internal functioning energetic pranic force. It has a sense of being refreshing and rejuvenating. It directs the internal organs that maintain kind of a housekeeping kind of function. But it also is associated with the inner mental functioning. So memory, desire, experience, all of those kind of inner functionings of the mind, which use what the senses are bringing in. So between those two things, you begin to get your perspective, your discrimination, your intention and direction and so on. So these two nadis are operating alternately, one or the other is dominating, and that gives rise to biorhythms and to the alternating states of mind. So you'll move from being active and outgoing to kind of needing to rest a bit. Maybe not a nap, but kind of a quiet time, reflection, and then cycling back to active. The third nadi is the Shishumna nadi, and that means a graceful or pleasing, a balanced flow. And it's associated with fire, the fire of consciousness. It is briefly active when there's a shift between the two, but in order to stabilize consciousness in this center nadi, which is the intention behind practice, whether it's deliberately manipulating prana in the body with hatha yoga, or whether it's with some of the other spiritual practices, the mind moves inward only when these other two nadis are, as the scriptures say, sometimes killed. In other words, the energy of the pranic force is not flowing exclusively in one or the other, or dominantly in one or the other, but rather in this center. And that state is characterized by an even flow of breath in the nose or by no flow of breath in the nose. So both nostrils are equally balanced right to left, or the breathing is suspended momentarily. The mind moves completely inward. So this is the state of meditation. Without this state, there is no meditation, this Shishumna nadi. So in order for our pranic force to be directed into the center channel with our practices, whatever they might be, the scriptures often describe the need for the other nadis to be purified. And what that actually means is the pranic body, the pranic field, the flow of energy through the pranic body needs to be balanced and harmonized. And the energetic knots can be either as a result of physical stagnation, which we would experience, kind of dullness or an inactivity of particular areas or organs of the body. And this is probably the more difficult one to manage with, the flow of energy through the pranic body and through the mind is also distorted by our samskaras. So the purification of the nadis involves also working with the pranic karmic tendencies or our inclinations that are counterproductive, shall we say, in order to be able to bring our full awareness and intention to this fire of consciousness in the Sushumna Nadi. When that happens, we say the sun and the moon, the Ida and Pingala, are united. And another way of expressing that is when the act of knowing, the knower and that which is known, when all those three are united, then the sun and moon are united, and then there's this awakening of consciousness, an awakening of the ultimate reality. And there are two ways or two approaches to doing this. One of them is such a powerful mental grasp of the ultimate nature of reality that all of that energy is moved in that direction. And the other is a Hatha Yoga approach. And that's the one that we tend to be working with in yoga.